Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
It's 6:20 and we're back. This is 1320 WILS. With over $40 million of earnings in the first year of operation, it's hardly a surprise that the Sault Ste. Marie Tribe of Chippewa Indians approved a plan to build a downtown Lansing casino. So now that both the city and the tribe are ready to proceed, could the entire project end up going nowhere? To talk about the next steps and just how much money is involved, I'm joined by Roger Martin. He is the spokesman for the Sault Ste. Marie Tribe of Chippewa Indians. Roger, thank you for coming on the program this evening.
No problem. How are you doing tonight?
Very good, very good. So over $40 million in the first year, but that is just the first year. How much of an increase is the tribe expecting to see after that?
Well, the general thought is that the casino's profits will be about $115 million a year. Obviously, at the front end, once you build a property of that size, you're paying debt down and for the first 4 or 5 years anyway, and you have labor costs and all that stuff. But you know, after a while, it becomes more profit than expense.
Would the city of Lansing then see the increasing revenue itself as the tribe makes more money?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if revenues go beyond what is projected right now, then yeah, absolutely.
I see. I do need to note, I'm hearing all kinds of noise back there. What are you at a construction site? Or?
No, I'm actually at my home, and my dog is running around the house.
Oh, I see. That explains that noise. Understood. So, let's talk about these court cases that are bound to occur. How much cost is going to be involved there, and who is going to be paying the legal fees as you try to move this project forward?
Well, you know, obviously, we believe we have a very strong legal argument here, and we have a very strong legal position to take this land into trust. But other Indian tribes and some of the Detroit casinos have already come out of opposing this because they don't want the competition, quite frankly. It's certainly not out of any principle. Other than the principle that interest might be earned on. Mm-hmm. So those are where we expect challenges.
Is the tribe then paying for the fees as they go on, what, likely for well over a year?
Fees for what?
The legal fees in these court cases that are going to follow.
How long a federal court process was going to take here, assuming there is one, is just impossible to predict. If it's just a year, I think that would be, that's a pretty optimistic timeline.
Now, you know, the chief executive officer of the Gun Lake Tribal Gaming Authority said that the Lansing Casino violates the exclusivity of their compact with the state, and that they would not be paying this 8 to 12% of their revenue that they basically hand the state if the Lansing Casino is built. Now, how is the casino not violating the existing compact that exists?
How is it violating it?
Well, from what I understand,
that's a contention made by a competitor, and you know, if that's what they want to contend, that's certainly their right to do so. We don't believe it does. We believe we have an absolute legal right to take this land into trust under our Federal Land Claim Settlement Act, you know, that's where we're moving forward. If they have concerns about it, they certainly have the right to articulate it.
But these compacts have existed for many years, right? Haven't Indian tribes respected them mostly?
The compacts are very long documents and very detailed, and every tribe has a different compact pretty much with the state and with the local government. So every one of them is pretty different.
How did the Sault Ste. Marie tribe end up being the one chosen rather than so many other options here in Michigan?
This tribe is one of only a couple in the country that has a particular law approved by Congress that has pretty plain language in it that gives this tribe the legal right to take into trust for gaming land that is purchased with funds that have been paid to this tribe by the federal government for wrongs that have been, you know, heaped upon this tribe in the past. It's called the Federal Indian Land Claim Settlement Act. And, you know, in plain language, what that act says for this tribe, not for other tribes, but for this tribe, is that any land purchased with the interest or other revenues earned on the principal paid into this fund by the Federal Land Claim Settlement Act, they have a right to take that land into trust. The Secretary of the Interior shall take that land into trust. Shall is a pretty unambiguous term in legal ease.
What about this pending Supreme Court ruling expected this summer, which involves whether Indian land has been taken into trust or can be taken out of trust.
I don't think that applies to us in any way, shape, or form. I'm not familiar with it, but I've not been told that that applies to us in any way, shape, or form.
The governor's come out strongly opposed to the Lansing Casino. Do you expect the Sioux Tribe to negotiate a revenue-sharing agreement with a state that's likely to change his mind on that?
This is a federally regulated casino. It's not a state-regulated casino. The governor, we respect the governor. He has a position on this issue that's counter to ours. He has a right to articulate it. We have a right to articulate ours. And, this is not a state-regulated casino. It is a federal casino. We don't need the approval of the state of Michigan to do this.
You know, experts say it's really going to come down to whether the Department of Interior takes the land into trust and concludes that it's gaming eligible, which would mean the state has no authority over it. Is that basically the underlying issue that's going to rule whether or not this casino exists?
Yeah, that process is pretty much accurate. The decision made by the Secretary of the Interior whether to take this land into trust or not will determine whether there will be gaming on it at some point in the future. And again, the Federal Land Claim Settlement Act this tribe has says that the Secretary shall take land into trust purchased with interest or other income from this fund.
So what do you think is going to dictate the Department of Interior's decision?
They're going to look at the facts as they exist, and they will render a decision. And I presume, the Dunn Lake Tribe that you mentioned earlier and others will counter, probably the governor will counter with their position, and we'll see where it goes. I gotta believe that this eventually is headed for the federal courts. And how long that process is going to take is impossible to predict, but I think all of us listening here in Lansing should not expect this casino to open in the next months or even year. This is going to take a while.
Some say this move could be viewed as a violation of the 10th Amendment by taking land in Lansing, very far away from the reservation, taking it away from state jurisdiction. Shouldn't the state have some say in this kind of a dramatic move?
I can't even... My mind can't even get to how this is a violation of the 10th Amendment to the Constitution. I can't even get there. And what that argument is, someone would have to really explain it to me because I can't understand what that would be. We have a federal law passed by the U.S. Congress that says that the Secretary of the Interior shall take into trust land purchased by this tribe with interest or other income earned on the land claim settlement fund revenues.
So, have we ever seen this before, though?
I believe it's happened with one other tribe, and they succeeded. And I don't recall the name of the tribe. I believe the tribe is out east somewhere, and that court fight took many, many years. But I believe it has happened in one other incident.
So in terms of the timeline, this is many years down the road. So what happens between now and then? It's just a matter of sitting back and waiting?
Well, the other case took many years. I didn't say this one was many years down the road. That's what you said. This is going to take certainly more than a year. If it happens in less than a year, I'll be stunned. But, many years, I'm not sure. The federal court process is impossible to predict.
Do you expect any kind of movement in terms of getting the land ready for construction or any kind of work to be done before a decision is made?
Other than the tribe purchasing the land, I don't think so. I don't think anyone's going to incur those expenses until they need to be incurred. This is going to be largely a legal fight, I think.
And the mayor's involvement, he came up to to visit the tribe. What was his message when he got there?
His message was, we are proud to have you as a partner. We respect the success you had with your casinos in the Upper Peninsula. We respect your people and their desire to achieve economic self-sufficiency. And we're going to fight with you until the end. And that was pretty much his message, and he was very well received. He helped in the election that we the results that we saw last night with pretty much a landslide victory for the referendum.
Was
the two tribe members
30 seconds? But was there any reason for a tribe member to really vote against this?
You'd have to ask the members who voted against it. I certainly didn't think there was a reason for them to vote against it, but 37% of the membership that voted did. So, but 63 voted for it. So that's a pretty overwhelming victory.
Roger Martin, spokesman for the Sioux St. Marie Tribe of Chippewa Indians. Roger, hey, thanks for coming on the program.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, Mike.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
We'll be right back with more. We're going to talk to Mike Finney from the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. That's next. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.